We now continue with lesson number 47 of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos, which is also lesson number 1 of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. So it's lesson 47 for the first Mishnah and lesson 1 of a new Masechta for the second Mishnah, which we will, Mirtza Hashem, learn today. So let's conclude with the last Mishnah of Maseches Menachos. The Mishnah says, Ne'emar ba'olas ha'behema, ishei reyach nichoach. With reference to an animal korban brought from a cow, a sheep, or a goat, the pasuk says that this is a reyach nichoach, a fragrant offering to God. U'ba'olas ha'of, similarly, with reference, this is all in Parshas Vayikra and Chumash Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, and now with reference to Olas Ha'ov, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk there also says, Ishe Reyach Nichoach. So if he brings a big fat ox worth, as we saw, 100 dinar, or if he brings a poor little dove worth much, much, much less, it's also a fragrant offering to God. Uva Mincha. A mincha, which is even cheaper, it's some flour and some oil and no more. It also says in Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Ishe Reyach Nichoach, it too is a fragrant offering to the Lord. The Lamed, this teaches us, She'echod HaMarbe, Ve'echod HaMamit, that doesn't make a difference how much you give in quantity. U'bilvad she'echavein odom es daito la'shamayim. As long as the person is intending to do something for the sake of heaven, it's the intent that counts. It's the spiritual and not the material aspect of the korban which is decisive. And so concludes our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We begin immediately in our study of the next Masechta, which is Maseches Chulin. And we will learn today the very first and opening Mishnah of Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin is called Maseches Chulin because until now, for quite some time, we've been studying Masechtos Zevachim and Menachos, which deal with temple sacrifices and temple offerings. But now we are dealing with non-temple animals which are being slaughtered for consumption by ordinary people who are permitted to eat meat. Now, there is a procedure known as shchita. Shchita means a proper way to slaughter an animal, whether the animal is a behema, a cow or sheep or goat, or an oaf, a fowl, a chicken or a duck or a turkey or a dove, a yonah or a bentor. Basically, basic anatomy is that all of these animals have two tube-like organs which go from their region of their head to lower parts of their body. One is called the kone, which is the trachea, the windpipe, also known as the gargaris. This is the tube, the tsinor, which the animal uses with which to breathe. And the kone, if one looks at it, one can discern rings. It's composed of many, many rings or taboos. And it eventuates, it ends, so to speak, in the lungs. And there is another such tube, which is called the veshet, the esophagus, and that is through which food goes from the mouth, where the animal swallows the food, into its cava, into its stomach, or in the case of cows, stomachs in the plural. The Gemara in Maseches Chulin Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph quotes a brisa, in which Rebbe says that the pasuk in Devorim, Chumash Devorim, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Chof Aleph, which reads, Vizovachto kasher tzivisicho, obviously there's a mitzvah of zavicha. Zavicha means shchita, slaughtering an animal, kasher tzivisicho, as I have commanded you, says God. But God never commanded us anywhere with the details of shchita. And so, Rebbe says, we see that we have from tradition through Moshe, passed down through all the generations, the laws of shchita. The laws of shchita entail that the veshet, the esophagus, and the kone, and the trachea, have to be severed in the case of a mammal, and one of those two tubes, or simonim, has to be severed in the case of a fowl, of an oaf, and most of those tubes, rov, shnayim in the case of a behemah, rov of one simon has to be severed in order for the animal, in order for it to be a kosher shechita. Now, there are more halachos. There are five categories of inadequate or improper slaughterings which would render an animal not kosher, and we will be going into those as we get deeper and deeper into the Mishnayos. But our Mishnah begins not so much with the process of shechita itself, but rather with the qualifications of the shochet, the person who is doing the slaughtering. And the Mishnah says, Hakol shochatin, everyone can be a shochet, ushchitoson kishera, and his shechita would be kosher. The Gemara explains that this means anyone who is expert in the laws of shechita is permitted l'chatchila teshecht, even if he has no experience, as long as he has the theoretical understanding of the halachos involved in shechita. We're not concerned that maybe, since it's the first time he actually shechted, he might faint, he might become unconscious in some way. We're not concerned with that. Rather, hakol shochatin u'shechitoson kishero, chutz mecheire shote v'koton. Except for someone who is not considered to be a bardas, who is considered to be somewhat defective mentally. And that includes a deaf mute, a cheresh, a shota, an imbecile, and a koton, a minor. Shema yekalkalu b'shchitoson. We're concerned that such individuals, even if they know the principles of shechita, you give the katan, he's 9 years old, and you give him a test, he knows the halachos as well as anyone, and someone is standing over him and watching to make sure he did it right, nevertheless, we're the shechita is not kosher, because we're concerned, shema yekalkalu b'shechitoson, maybe he did the procedures improperly. V'chulon, and all of these individuals, the cheresh shota v'katan, whether or not we know that he's expert in the halachos, and he's no longer here, so that we cannot judge to see if he really was expert in the halachos. Sheshochatu, if they did perform the shechita, va'acherim ro'in oson, and others observe them, supervise them in the shechita, in the b'dieved case, shchitoson kishera, the shchita is kosher. This is the statement in the Mishnah. However, the halacha is, quote, rov mitsuyim eitzel shchita mumchim heim. We can assume that most people who are involved in doing shchita are indeed expert, and they can shecht no questions asked, even if they are unsupervised. However, a chereshot of a koton, even if he is even b'dieved, if he is unsupervised, his shechita is pesula. That's all with reference to a Jewish shochet. Shechitas nochri, if a Gentile shechts, even if he shechts 100% properly under supervision, nevela, that animal is considered no more than a dead carcass and has a halacha of a nevela, umitama b'masa, carrying it renders one tomei. Fine. The Mishnah concludes, Hashochet balayla, if a person shechts at night when it is dark, in a room which is not lit, v'chein hasumo sheshochat, a blind person who shechts, shchitoso kishera, it b'dieved, his shechita is kosher, even if he is unsupervised. But if he's a qualified shochet, we assume that he can do this literally with his eyes closed, in the dark, or if he is blind. The Mishnah continues, however, by the way, one can shecht at night if the room is illuminated, l'or ho'avuka. Hashochet b'shabos, b'v'yom ha'kippurim, if a person performs a shechita b'shogeg on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, meaning he forgets that it's Shabbos, he doesn't know it's Yom Kippur and he shechts, afal pishe mischayev benafsho, even though he is doing an act for which the punishment is death, and had he done the act intentionally, knowing it was Shabbos, etc., he would be chayev skila in the case of Shabbos, or chayev kores in the case of Yom Kippur. Nevertheless, shchitoso kishera, the shchita is kosher. However, as the Gemara explains, a complicated passage in the Gemara, but bottom line, that one cannot partake of this animal and eat the animal shechted on Shabbos and Yom Kippur until Motsoi Shabbos. This concludes the first mission of Maseches Chulin, and in the process we have concluded lesson 47 of Mishnayos Menachos and begun with lesson 1 of Maseches Chulin.